Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is a special live report. Well, somebody wrote me, the newsletter came out yesterday from davidjamesboston.com, and you can go see it on the site, or if you're on the mailing list, it has been mailed to you. Well, someone wrote me back, and they sent me this message that I guess this has been going around for a while, but I haven't heard of it. And it's Ole Demigod, and he is predicting that November 3rd, 2019, there will be an attack on Seattle. That's Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. Now, listen. I don't really go big on these fear factors. You know, they give you a date that something's going to happen. But this isn't something the mainstream media is touting, that's for sure. I will tell you that I called a friend and let him know about it, and he said, oh, yeah, I've known about it for a couple of weeks, but he didn't mention it to me for some reason or other, whatever. But as I was thinking about the date, now, I've watched half of the video that, and I'll try to watch the rest of it today, but nothing was mentioned about what I'm going to tell you right now, up to the point that I've watched. Within the date, November 3rd, 2019, I want to show you something. 3 times 11, 11 month, I know the numbers, people are going to go out of their minds. November is the 11th month, and the third day, 3 times 11 is 33. That's how you're linked in the 33rd degree with the spiritual king of this world, Lucifer. And then you have the year, 2 times 19 is 38, 3 and 8 is 11. So with the 33, you get 3 times 3 is 9, which is the devil's number. And then 2 times 38, 3 and 8 is 11, which is the children's number. Hello? 9-11 is encoded in that date. So there could be something to this. It could happen. Would I worry about it if I were you? No, I'm not worried about it either. Well, you say, well, you don't live in Seattle. That's correct. But, you know, some other things I would mention about this is these towers around the world, the needle is what's in Seattle. It's called the needle or whatever, the space needle. And Ole shows you a lot of things in a lot of the media, you know, and TV productions, et cetera, where they're pointing to this date and Seattle. Of course, he talks about the fact that in Europe, they put the day first, then the month, then the year, which is different than us. So it comes out 3-11 that way. But that doesn't change anything because it's still 3 times 11 is 33. 3 times 3 is 9. You see? So it doesn't matter which way you put it, it still comes out the same way. But all these towers, we're in the age of the goddess, so to speak. And you have been aware that there's been a great attack on the patriarchy. Well, the needle of Cleopatra, which is really the penis of Osiris, or Baal's shaft, as you've heard, these high monuments that look like penises, well, the needle is the same type of a thing. You see, that's a shaft going through a circle at the top. That's the sons of God and the daughters of men, and so on and so forth. But it's the generative principle that is being attacked, so to speak. What it really comes down to, in my view, if they want to take that tower down, is they don't like that tower anymore and they want to put something else up. But it is an attack on the patriarchy in ritual, let's say. That's what the Twin Towers was. They attacked the Eiffel Tower, blah, 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 blah. You get it, right? So I'm just telling you what they believe. I don't believe any of this stuff, you know what I mean? But I do know that this is an attack on the patriarchy. They want to destroy all men, all white men. They want to destroy our father. They gave us a new deal with the Jews that we didn't really want anyway, but they gave it nevertheless. And it's not a good deal. Anytime you make a deal, the New Deal in America, anytime you make a deal with the devil and his children, you get the short end of the stick. Believe me, you do. No matter what you think. So I just wanted to make mention of this. Maybe you haven't heard of it. I wouldn't, you know, all I would do is perhaps we should pray about it. One thing I love about it is, the Jews made a great mistake doing 9/11. And 9/11 is encoded into this date. Now, I didn't learn that from Ole. That's just something I thought of when we were on the phone, when I was on the phone with a friend of mine. So I don't think, you know, I'll let you know if at the rest of the end of the video, Ole comes out with that, but I don't think he will. But just nevertheless, maybe you say a prayer, we all say a prayer together and this and that, that the Jews will not get away with this, that it will backfire in their faces. I've already been praying this prayer ardently, and anyone that seeks to destroy America, may they be destroyed by their own devices. In the mighty name of Yahweh, I pray that. So, if you feel led to pray about it, pray about it. Don't fear it. If the Jews do this, this will be another big mistake. They're making all kinds of mistakes lately, so it wouldn't surprise me. But another point that I want to make about what's going on in this decade, they've had a few small wars and been able to spill a little bit of blood this decade. All, you know, most other decades, they were able to spill major blood. So that's why I told you that Netanyahu and so-called Israel bombed three countries in 1 week, and they're trying to start wars because there has been no major war this decade to cull Whitey. So this would be a nice way for them to kill a lot of white people. Seattle is turning into a swill hole anyway. But I don't mean that it's okay to kill the white people. I just mean that there's lots of immigrants. Immigrants. I just come up with that. They get granted all our money and they don't deserve it. 9/11 was just on the thing right there as I'm talking to you. You know, the time of the show here. I think that was funny. Okay, anyway, so you can understand that they need to spill some blood. We're getting very close to the end of the decade, the end of the year. I don't mean we, you, and me. I mean the Jews. Want to kill, they want to spill blood, they need to spill blood, they just want to cause more. And see, there's so many things that come out of this type of a thing. It's not just the blood they want to spill, they love destruction like their father the devil does. And what they want to do is spill some blood and change a bunch of more laws in America, a bunch more of them. I was joking with my friend. I said, well, maybe if they kill the, you know, if they take down the Space Needle or whatever it's called there, They'll say it was a Jewish penis. So that way there it could be an anti-Jewistic attack. Andy, sorry I didn't use your term that helps to destroy the white people. Sorry I had to say anti-Jewish. I know how you'll get on your show, Andy, and you'll say, you know, the term, the two terms that are helping the Jews destroy our people, and you'll say them over and over and over again. You set a new record just this past week here. I know you must be disappointed that I didn't use the term to help destroy my people like you do. Because you're probably not even our people. So anyway, that's my brief synopsis of what is taking place or could take place. I wouldn't count on it. Because it's kind of out in the open in a way, but not in the open enough to where, hey, look, I look at the news. I don't see any sites I've been on. I don't see anybody talking about it. But other people have heard about it. So, you know, maybe I'm just not in their click or whatever you want to say. So I just wanted you to know about it in case it happens. I wanted to explain to you that 9/11 was in the date and all these different things. When you look at that tower, you'll understand what I'm talking about, that it is the penis going through the circle, the vagina, the sons of God and the daughters of men, the generative principle. This is all the same stuff we've learned over and over from Egypt, all the monuments of Egypt. There's one of these things sitting right in the Vatican. You'll see the needle. It's also a clock in its own way. And then you'll see the round circle that it's standing in. That's the male and the female. The female is the round circle. The male is the obelisk from Egypt. Okay, I figure, you know, I won't just make this quick 13-minute report here. I figure, well, let's whip through a few headlines and see what we can see. If you wish to see this this movie, this video, it's on YouTube. And just go into YouTube and put false flag attack on Seattle on November 3rd, 2019. Want me to say it again? False flag attack on Seattle on November 3rd, 2019. You know, there is no doubt that before 9/11 happened, they showed us that. You've seen all those movies. I don't think it's even questionable. I think it's right on the money. And I think it's very interesting that November 3rd, 2019 has 9/11 encoded within the date. You can certainly see I'm not just making that up. It's as clear as a bell, isn't it? So make of it what you will. I wouldn't worry about it, but I might pray about it, and I will. I don't know whether you will. What I would pray about it is that it backfires in the Jews' face and that our people will be unharmed. But the beast of the field can be harmed because they're just surrounding us, trying to kill us anyway. So may this backfire in their face and may they be exposed to the hilt in the mighty name of Yahweh, I ask it. Okay. Look at this little headline. The president, I told you he wanted to be FDR, but he's going to have his own little show that sounds like mine. Listen to this headline. Trump plans fireside chat for American people. will include reading of Ukraine transcript. Ah, I'll bet you that the Mr. T-Rump has heard my fireside chat. I've posted them there, and I know he can see them on Twitter. But it is a good idea. I don't mind. I didn't think up the idea of fireside chat, but I did for me. And I know Mr. Trump, one time, I do believe it was him, he said, F you, David. That's what he said to me when I put out the Trump report. He said, I got a message saying, F you, David. Make of it what you will. But I did believe that it was very possible that it was him. That was the one I did on the News Bites, the Trump report, whatever it was. Okay, what other headlines here? U.S. adds 128,000 jobs as hiring remains resilient despite GM strike. Senate confirms President T-Rump's new nuclear commander. Now, you know, it's got to be a Jew, right? I can't help but look. Oh, this, I just wanted to inform you of this, right? This is the Epoch Times, right? And last month they said, you've read one of 10 free articles. And they want me to subscribe to their paper or whatever. So what did they do, right? I didn't even bother with it, really, basically, after that. You know, I don't care anyway. I don't need them. I can see all these articles everywhere else. So what did they do this month? I just viewed this article. Listen to what it says. You have read one of 5 free articles. So now they've taken that in half, thinking I'm going to subscribe. But they don't know me very well. They can take their site and you know what I mean. So President Donald T-Rump's nominee to be the chief military officer in charge of the U.S. nuclear weapon stockpile was confirmed by the Senate. Uh-oh. The Senate confirmed Vice Admiral Charles Richard. Methinks this is a Jew. And also, we have, you know why I think it's a Jew? Because the Dick joke is right in there. You know, Dick Nixon, Richard Nixon. Vice Admiral Charles Richard. To be the head of the U.S. Strategic Command by unanimous consent on Thursday evening, according to The Hill. See, if it was a white man, there wouldn't be unanimous consent. So I wonder if I'm right about this. Is Admiral Dick, is he a Jew? I'll try to let you know later. But just enjoy that little bit of humor. Vice Admiral Charles Dick. Charles Richard. Okay. 4 dead, 4 injured in shooting at California Halloween party. Jeez, I couldn't have seen something like that coming, could you? Also, did you see that George Soros says that Elizabeth Warren, the kook, he said she's qualified, the only one qualified to be president. So I guess she spent all of her money recently, and I would assume this means that she's being replenished. Elizabeth Warren unveils $52 trillion Medicare for all plan, including trillions in new taxes. Now, that's just what we need, isn't it? You know, not only is she's mentally ill, she's a liar. She's one of the 1% as far as riches go. Warren is a Jewish name, although it's not exclusively, as far as I know, a Jewish name. But certainly the one that did the Warren report and all that, that was a Jew. So it wouldn't surprise me if this is a Jew too. She has millions and millions and millions of dollars. So between her and Bernie, they could just spend the world out of money with no problem at all. And just say, well, you owe the money. You know, you didn't ask for any of this, but you owe the money. I wonder what it means that there would be Medicare for all. What do you think that might mean? I mean, why would we need Medicare for all when all the so-called immigrants already have been granted their medical free? Why would we need to do that? Okay, what else do we see here? Trump says U.S. and China to announce new venue to ink trade deal soon. Oh, listen to this. Now, this is another way of saying, do what thou wilt. Do what makes you happy, says chemistry Nobel Prize winner. Do what makes you happy. Do your own thing. Do what thou wilt, says the devil. Very interesting. Is there any wonder why he won the Nobel Prize? Trump's personal pastor, Paula White, joins the White House. Isn't that wonderful? A woman pastor. Oh, did you know what her last name is? All you people, you know, I know you got to be chuckling about some of the things I say. Do you know what her last name is now? Paula White Cain. The literal C-A-I-N. She's a pastor. President T. Rump's personal pastor, Paula White Cain. Now, she must have got married again. Maybe it's to another woman, has joined the Trump administration, the New York Times reports. Nice, huh? Listen to this. Johnson & Johnson's own expert working for FDA found asbestos in baby powder. Now, we keep hearing about this and keep hearing about this. We have all this harmful stuff in the baby food that 95% of baby food has harmful metals, toxic metals in it. Remember that report I did? Well, you know, just in case those don't catch you, you know how asbestos feels. Have you ever put in insulation in your house? Have you ever felt how asbestos feels? It's not very good on the skin, is it? So why would it be found in baby powder? It's, you know, you just have to ask these questions. You know what I mean? It was just an accident, right? Oh, listen to this. Trick-or-treater, 7 critically injured in Chicago shooting. A 7-year-old girl out trick-or-treating in a bumblebee costume was critically injured Thursday night after being struck by a bullet, blah, 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 blah. I can't go look at the article because I'd waste all my whole 5 articles I can read. Oh, listen to this. Oh, this makes total sense to me. What did I rename the state of Florida to? You know, Jurida, right? Listen to this. Trump, Mr. T-Rump, changes permanent residence to Florida. Listen to this one. Democrats object to all 17 Republican amendments to the impeachment resolution. Department of Justice sues Walmart for allegedly discriminating against a Navy officer. Florida principal fired for not confirming the Holocaust was a factual event. So, yeah, I think that's an old story. I think that's the same story, unless this is another one. So, you see, if you don't do what the Jews want in Judea, you get fired for not confirming that the Holocaust is a fact. In other words, we all know it's a fable. We all know it's not factual. But either you say what we say. Remember what I said about Winston on the table in 1984? And his torturer says to him, "How much is 2 and 2? He says, 4. And he shocks him and pulls the table and stretches him further. And he says, "How much is 2 and 2? He said, 4. And he stretches him some more. And then he says, "How much is 2 and 2? He says, "It's whatever you say it is." And he says, "Winston, now you understand." He says, "Because actually, sometimes 2 and 2 is 4, but other times it's 5. And maybe other times it's 3, you know, that type of a thing. See, it's whatever they say it is at the moment." And if when you're mind controlling people and teaching them things, and trying to get them to obey you, pain is often used to traumatize, right? With little children. Remember Fritz Springmeier talked about that? Where you traumatize the child, and then you program the child's mind. After it cracks up like a mirror, you can program and put different alters in each section of mirror that was cracked. Well, you see, this is a very hurtful thing to lose your job for not agreeing with the Jews. So you see, it's a traumatization. You see? And it's there to traumatize those of you, whether the story's real or not. I don't necessarily believe that they would fire a Negro over that. They're all for promoting the Negro. That's the racial program for the 20th and now the 21st century, which it's continuing. And whether the story's real or not, you read the story and you say, "Oh, if I don't agree with the Holocaust, I'm going to get fired from my job." You see the training? So, what else do we see here? U.S. students favor punishment for offensive Halloween costumes. See, the United States is turning into a communist hellhole. These people don't know that, like it said 51, I don't believe this, but it says 51% of the people, remember this was on my news this week, want to censor free speech. Now, do you realize, do you think, I don't believe the story is really true, but you see that this is going on. They're trying to get you to believe that it is the public opinion, that most people want communism. Most people want to have their free speech taken away from them. It's unnatural. Everybody wants to have free speech. It's just not natural. And I don't really believe that story either. It's another way of, it's the same old, you know, peer pressure way to make you acquiesce to what they want. Okay, let's look at some more headlines. Australian PM doubles down over China's human rights abuses. What businesses are hit? What about the human rights abuses in Australia? Why don't we worry about that first, fellow? Australia condemns North Korea's missile launches. You know, I guess Australia, you know, is turned into Jewstralia. They're just calling out for this and calling out for that. And did you know Well, I thought this was already a headline, an established fact, so to speak. Scientists say 1/4 of all pigs could die of swine fever. Well, if only the Jewish swine, 1/4 of them would die of swine fever, along with these pigs. You see, what they're doing is they're creating a food shortage. If the world wanted to solve the hunger problem, it could do so within a very short period of time. They don't want to solve the hunger problem. As a matter of fact, they want to create problems because of making this hunger thing happen. So if 1/4 of all pigs die of swine fever, and many pigs have already died, China is, I remember a headline, I never got it to you though, that China is really, it's in bad shape pig-wise. They are the most, they're the ones that consume the most pig. Hong Kong government moves to censor the internet. Man, Australia is something else. Listen to this. Ease up on political correctness, say Australian Labor Party right faction MPs. Well, I agree. Not only ease up on it, but destroy it. Government officials around the globe targeted for hacking through WhatsApp sources. Now, let me link that to something else. Listen again. Government officials around the globe targeted for hacking through WhatsApp. WhatsApp is an Israeli-made app, I believe. And listen, on the Daily Stormer had an article about this, and if it's not just the same article, it says, honest Israeli kikes say they had nothing to do with hacking WhatsApp. And he says here, I believe that the Jews didn't do nothing. They're just like the blacks. I didn't do nothing, man. I didn't do nothing. Yeah. I'm sure you didn't. Australian domestic security minister wants climate protesters to pay for police. Well, that's a good idea. That'll stop the nonsense with climate nonsense. Oh, here he is, Mr. Pompeo. U.S. must confront threats posed by the communist China. That's how we say it in Boston. We say pizza and we say China. So U.S. must confront threats posed by communist China. Pompeo says. Whatever Pompeo says, I mean, I would just agree with. You know, he's some kind of a great Christian, too. I mean, a Jewish version of Christianity Christian, not a real Christian. Because he wouldn't be doing what he's doing if he was, and he wouldn't have the job he had if he was a real Christian. What a good point you're making there, Dave. What a good point. I call him as I see him. Okay, so you know what's interesting is in violent Iraq, Lebanon protests affecting Canadian military's anti-ISIS mission. You see, now Iraq has a democracy that the Jews and our military forced down their throats, and they really aren't enjoying it. As a matter of fact, the whole place is in turmoil again. Because democracy is not something that works, you see. You can see it doesn't work in America, can't you? You can see that plain as day, can't you? Have you ever seen such hatred in the United States of America? The United, they're about as united as the North Pole from the South Pole. You get it? That's the way I could put it. Mongolia arrests 800 Chinese citizens in cybercrime probe. See, they're all for shutting down free speech. The Mongolians, like the Turco-Mongolian Jews, who are the Edomite Jews, the Canaanite Jews. They have all those attributes. You see, they are Turco-Mongolian. And it's a Mongolian thing to shut down free speech. You can see that, can't you? And they're trying to pretend, you know, George Soros is very happy that they're trying to shove democracy down China's throat. And all it is the same thing that they already have right now. You know, just a little further ahead. So they want to bring them back in line so that all the countries have democracy. You know, it's just interesting that the first four letters almost spell demon. It's just one letter away from demon. You know what I mean? D-E-M-O. It ought to tell you something. Hong Kong falls into first recession in 10 years amid protests and trade war. Ah, I think some Jews that are, there's Jews already in there, but I think that they could get some Jews in there and they could help stop that recession and take over all kinds of businesses and things like that. And then they could finally get their Negroes in there. They want to get those Negroes in there, you know. Because the Kalergi plan shows a brown man that is half Asian and half Negroid. So that would be a nice way to start that progression, wouldn't it? A fire on a moving train kills 71 passengers in central Pakistan. Very interesting, all these reports, eh? Australian police seize ice hidden in chili sauce bottles worth around $300 million. Four men have been arrested for smuggling 400 kilograms of crystal meth or ice. I didn't know that was the name of it. I knew it was called crystal meth, but I didn't know it was called ice. Worth an estimated $300 million. Somebody's trying to get the kill Whitey drug down there. They love to kill Whitey. Don't those Jews? Okay, so that's, we don't need to see any more from that one. Let's take a gander over here. It says, thank God for the deep state. Which God would that be, do you think, might be responsible for the deep state? He's not a real God. Intel traitors admit they want to take out Trump. Well, when, even though I've talked about war this decade, the Jews must be very happy about this. Although this started in 2015, so it's a small amount compared to like what happened in Iraq and so on and so forth and all these other things. But listen to this headline. Yemen war death toll hits 100,000. And it started around 2015 when the conflict escalated. So what they're doing is they're killing as many of these people as they can, because the Jews want to restructure the Middle East and take the land that they really want to take. You understand that, right? I'm sure some of you do, and I'm sure some of you don't. Leak in Keystone Pipeline spills. How many barrels do you think were spilled of oil in North Dakota? 9,000. Report reveals the depth and despotism of Congress legalized pay-to-play corruption factory. Well, my goodness, I do like that. I don't mean the subject, but I'm going to check out that story for sure. Taxpayers to be held liable after SWAT raids innocent family over growing tomato plants. See, this again is a training. You when you read these stories about people and everything, now this will cause some people trauma. You know, oh, if my family's going to be killed by a SWAT team of growing tomato plants, I'll just go buy them off the Jews in the marketplace. You know what I mean? Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Everything is a training. You know what I mean? It's training you how to think, training you what to fear. See, none of this has any effect on me. I'll grow tomato plants if I want to grow tomato plants. SWAT team or no SWAT team. Arrest of government critic and journalist Max Blumenthal, another Jewish name, signals escalation in war on alternative media. Another Jew pretending to be a truther. Scientists let blind see, quote-unquote, with next-gen bionic glasses. Bionic glasses, ladies and gentlemen. In many cases, they're making cyborgs out of all of you. I'm included, but I don't really... You see, I'm not attached to my cell phone. I use my cell phone as a cell phone, and it's just a little tool. I don't live in my cell phone. I'm not interested in living in it. But they have people who walk around all day with Bluetooth things in their ear, and you know they want to make you now. They want to give you some bionic glasses and all kinds of things. And pretty soon you're half machine, half so-called man. By the way, when I mentioned the leaders of countries, the fellow from Turkey is a crypto Jew too. And then I didn't mention the Saudi Arabians who are crypto Jews. We know that as well. So when you're looking at the leaders of the world, I named them all on the, you know, except I, there's quite a few more and I had said so anyway. I don't know, but it's looking like practically, you know, over half of the countries, but certainly the most important countries are all led by Jews now. How could that be, ladies and gentlemen? Because all of a sudden, electing somebody for office is money-driven. And who has the money? So, let me see. Anything else? This feller, John Stone, that's his last name instead of Johnson. It's John Stone. You know what that must mean, right? John Steen. He says this, mainstream journalists who refuse to defend dissident journalists are worshippers of power. Always calling somebody a name, always trying to make them feel guilty about something. WhatsApp claims that an Israeli tech firm's spyware targeted human rights activists and journalists. But we just saw that the headline said that it targeted government and officials and so on and so forth. You see, I listen when things are being said, so I picked it up right away. I think WhatsApp is an Israeli application anyway, but I'm not positive of that. But I think it is. But neither here nor there, they hacked into it. So, a CIA-backed militia targeted clinics in Afghanistan, killing medical workers and civilians. Well, that's what our military does. That's what our military does, and these backed militias, you know what I mean? They're... You know, the same mercenary killers. Mercenaries, they're called. See, there's no mercy in the mercenary. They just go and kill people for money. Isn't it funny to call them a mercenary? So, it says Twitter to end paid political advertising on platforms, CEO says. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't it interesting? You know, The reason why there haven't been a lot of news bites lately is because it's been lame news. Because there really is not much news anyway. It's just, it comes in spurts, you know what I mean? It happens, you know, when it happens, that's it. And let me tell you something, though I am a news anchor and reading you news stories, I can't guarantee you that these stories are all true or anything. I don't believe some of them, but I present them to you anyway. There's reasons. So, I mean, and the reasons are is to help you to learn how to discern for yourself. Nobody can guarantee, with the fake media that's going on now, nobody can guarantee any story is real. Okay, here's a headline. Kentucky Supreme Court sides with Christian t-shirt maker in free speech case. Listen to this one. Former gays in D.C. to lobby against LGBTQ rights. Now, that's what I call a backfire. Do I really believe they're formerly gay? Not really. If you look at them in the picture, it looks like the same old thing. It looks like somebody's setting up an Hegelian dialectic here. Former gays in D.C., to lobby against the LGBTQ rights. So all these people just straightened out and they look as gay as they can possibly be. And now they are the antithesis to the LGBTQ right. I mean, can't you people can read this stuff miles away. I know you can. You know what I'm saying? Listen to this stupid headline. Food truck owner apologizes for selling tacos to ICE agents. It's in a controversy because it sold tacos to ICE agents. Listen to this one. Goat herd credited with saving Reagan Presidential Library from wildfire in California. Study shows increasing Antarctic sea ice levels may cause another ice age. Yes, I believe I'll have it on next week's news. There was a professor who proved that the polar bear population has not decimated at all, not at all. It's, in fact, it's increased very heavily, really. And he was fired from his job for telling the truth. You see? Again, isn't this the principal in Jurida who would not agree that the Holocaust was factual, so he lost his job? You see, the narrative that the Jew puts forth is that we're global climate, well, they called it global warming. When that was exposed to be a scam, they changed it to climate change. They didn't just give up. They changed it to climate change. And then they have some ugly little child come out and cry a few tears. And basically, here it is. So the feller told the truth, because the truth is that we're not heading for global warming, that we're actually, there's more ice. and there's more polar bears. They're not dying from icebergs melting or any of the nonsense that they'll show you a picture. It's always like to tug at your heartstrings. You got to understand this, you know, like the dead immigrant child, immigrant. I changed it to immigrant. He's dead on the beach, and that's supposed to just say, well, just open all the borders up then, because this one child died on the beach trying to come to America. And they'll show you one polar bear clinging to a piece of ice, a hunk of ice in the ocean, and he can't get to the ice, the land on the ice. Oh, or, you know, basically, oh, that poor polar bear. Did you know that polar bears are one of the only, not the only, but one of the animals that will attack humans and kill them? Oh, does that change how you feel now? Did that change your feelings for the poor polar bear? I mean, you weren't worried about the polar bear because he's colored white. Right? You didn't have mercy on him because he was white, because a lot of you nutbags out there, and I'm not talking to all of you, you know that. I'm talking to people that listen to these shows, and they're liberal freaks. You certainly wouldn't have mercy on the polar bear because it was white. But if it fits your agenda, and you could take a picture of a polar bear out there in the middle of the ocean somewhere, and he's clinging to a hunk of ice that came off one of the icebergs because it's warming out there and global warming and climate change. Let me tell you, climate changes all the time. It just got real cold around here. You people are cuckoo. And I'm not talking to all of you. I'm talking, not talking to you. I'm talking to you. U.S. and Mexican federal agents find tunnel construction site in Arizona. Oh, does this sound like Gaza and Israel? And now, all of a sudden, this filthy, dirty Omar creature, she's siding with the Jews all of a sudden. She says, it says, Ilhan Omar refuses to condemn Armenian genocide. See, we know that who did the genocide. It was Jews, the Young Turks. And I told you that the Young Turks, they've tried to cover that over. They have new things called the Young Turks now. They called some of the mafia the Young Turks, and on it goes. But, you know, what this comes down to is now she's siding with the Jews. See, if she was really this Jew against the Jews, like she said she was, this would be the perfect opportunity to say the Armenian genocide was carried out by Jews, which it was. See the games that are being played here? Here it is. George Soros praises Warren, calling her the most qualified to be president. You see? Listen to this one, too. Michigan apples being recalled in 8 states for possible listeria contamination. Judge reopens Covington Catholic High School's defamation suit against Washington Post. The Washington Compost, remember? Remember there was this Indian who's not an Indian? We found out he was Jewish. And in, you know, you can see that this is not a normal Indian. You know that that's, you know. So he did this with this Catholic fellow as a young man, and the man took a suit out against the Washington Compost and CNN, remember? And the judge, of course, said, no, you can't do that. Well, now the judge reopens Covington Catholic High School students' defamation suit against the Washington Compost, at least. But not, I don't see it against CNN. Isn't that interesting? CNN, the fake news queen of the world. Okay. Ding-a-ding-ding, as you can hear. Let's see what else we can see. We don't have that much time left, but we can check out a few more headlines. Ah! There it is. I'm surprised. Has another 9/11-type false flag attack been planned for Seattle on Sunday, November 3rd? Now, this is the first I've seen of this. Like I told you, in my circles, well, wherever I'm looking at news, etc., etc. Listen to this. After recent murder, 60% of Dutch attorneys now live in fear of representing criminal migrants. Amazing. Let's just open this real quick and take a quick look. In a fascinating and in-depth video, Adam Green, people just don't get it. These people just don't know, understand. Adam Green has already been proved to be an asset of CIA, etc., etc. He's a Jew. I'm not, just forget about it. The article's bogus as far as I'm concerned. British police threatened to arrest Christian cafe owner for displaying offensive Bible verses. Offensive Bible verses. Did you hear that? British police are useless. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock was a British police officer. What does that tell you about British police? U.S. officially acknowledges Armenian genocide, but ignores the Jewish Young Turks who orchestrated it. How about this one? Austin, Texas public school trustees greenlight teaching children about anal sex and oral sex. Can you imagine what the father is? Let me explain something wonderful about the father to you before this news ends. The father doesn't store up his anger within himself. Now, I've never heard anyone say this before, but this is something that I have realized. See, if you store up anger in yourself, you only harm your own self. So what the father does is he stores up his anger in vials. And at some time, those vials are going to be released upon the world. His anger will be released upon the world. And may it happen as soon as possible. Listen to this. Serious epidemic of 30,000 bicycle thefts rock migrant-rich Belgium. And remember, I just did a story showing you that now we have a Jewish woman who's now the leader of Belgium? Listen to this. 40% of residents in migrant-rich Brussels now forced to carry weapons for self-defense. How do you like that? New survey shows 40% of Germans wish Jews would shut up about the Holocaust already. Well, I'll tell you something right now. Way more than 40% of the world's population want these Jews to shut up. Not only about the Holocaust, but just shut up. Ursula Haverbeck will spend her 91st birthday in prison for questioning Jewish version of World War II. There it is again. There's your training. You see, I'm showing you how the training is being done to you. This woman questioned the Jews' narrative of World War II, so she goes to jail. The other fellow was fired. You understand what I'm saying? And of course, I love this story. Jews angry that Poles, that's the Polish, made up fake stories about Nazi gas chambers just like they did. Amazing, huh? Oh, listen to this. Now, here's an Italian Jew, communist pig. New York Mayor de Blasio admits black-on-black mass shootings don't count as mass shootings. Huh? Shall I read that to you again? See, the narrative is, this is the narrative. You better believe it now, or else you might get fired from your job. Or you might get kicked off of Twitter. That would be the end of your life. New York Mayor de Blasio admits black-on-black mass shootings don't count as mass shootings. I believe that, don't you? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. What a world we're living in. This has been a News Bites special report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.